Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from the Psalms and the Old and New Testaments and a reflection. Our readings today are taken from Psalm 90, Job 40 and Romans 15 verses 22 to the end. The reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz entitled Plan and Pray.
Well, good morning and welcome to Morning Prayer, Thursday, the 17th of July. If you're listening to this later today or in the week, my name is Fabian. I'm St. James Vicar, and Lynn and Andy have joined me to do this morning prayer together. And as every Monday and Thursday, we meet on Zoom at 9:15, and we use the Church of England morning prayer format with an Old Testament reading, a New Testament reading, some prayers, a psalm, and some reflection. And it's a time to just start the day with scripture, with God, and with each other. So hopefully you'll find this helpful. And let's make a start with our words of preparation. Our Lord, open our lips.
And our mouth shall proclaim your praise.
Blessed are you, sovereign God, creator of all. To you be praise and glory forever. You founded the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the work of your hands. In the fullness of time, you made us in your image. And in these last days, you've spoken to us in your Son, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. As we rejoice in the gift of your presence among us, let the light of your love always shine in our hearts, your Spirit ever renew our lives, and your praises ever be on our lips. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Blessed be God forever.
The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. And as we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you now and forever.
Amen.
So today we'll look at Psalm 90. O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. Lord, you have been our refuge from one generation to another.
Before the mountains were brought forth, or the earth and the world were formed, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, O children of earth.
For 1,000 years, since in your sight are but as yesterday, which passes like a watch in the night.
You sweep them away like a dream. They fade away suddenly like the grass.
In the morning it is green and flourishes. In the evening it is dried up and withered.
For we consume away in our displeasure. We are afraid at your wrathful indignation.
You have set our misdeeds before you and our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
When you are angry, all our days are gone. Our years come to an end like a sigh.
The days of our life are 70 years. Or if our strength endures, even 80. Yet the sum of them is but labour and sorrow. For they soon pass away and we are gone.
Who regards the power of your wrath and your indignation like those who fear you?
So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Turn again, O Lord. How long will you delay? Have compassion on your servants.
Satisfy us with your loving kindness in the morning, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
Give us gladness for the days you have afflicted us, and for the years in which we have seen adversity.
Show your servants your works, and let your glory be over their children.
May the gracious favour of the Lord our God be upon us. Prosper us, prosper our handiwork. O prosper the work of our hands.
O Lord, my God, in you I take refuge. Almighty God, our eternal refuge, teach us to live with the knowledge of our death and to rejoice in the promise of your glory, revealed to us in Jesus Christ our Lord. So our first reading is taken from the book of Job, coming to close to the end, and it's God's now speaking, Job chapter 40.
And the Lord said to Job, "Shall a fault finder contend with the Almighty? Anyone who argues with God must respond." Then Job answered the Lord, "See, I am of small account. What shall I answer you? I lay my hand on my mouth. I have spoken once, and I will not answer twice, but will proceed no further." Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, "Gird up your loins like a man. I will question you, and you declare to me, will you even put me in the wrong? Will you condemn me that you may be justified? You have an arm like God, and can you thunder like a voice like his? Deck yourself with majesty and dignity. Clothe yourself with glory and splendor. Pour out the overflowings of your anger, and look on all who are proud and abase them. Look on all who are proud and bring them low. Tread down the wicked where they stand. Hide them all in the dust together. Bind their faces in the world below. Then I will also acknowledge you, that your own right hand can give you victory. Look at Behemoth, which I made just as I made you. It eats like an ox. Its strength is in its loins, and its power in the muscles of its belly. It makes a tail stiff as a cedar, and sinews of thighs that are knit together. Its bones are tubes of bronze. Its limbs are bars of iron. It is the first of the great acts of God. Only its maker can approach it with the sword. For the mountain yield food for it, where all the wild animals play. Under the lotus plants it lies, in the covert of the reeds and in the marsh. The lotus trees cover it for shade. The willows of the wadi surround it. Even if the river is turbulent, it is not frightened. It is confident, though Jordan rushes against its mouth. Can one take it with hooks or pierce its nose with a snare? This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our New Testament is taken from the epistle to the Romans, chapter 15, verse 22, to the end. Thank you, Andy.
This is the reason that I have so often been hindered from coming to you. But now, with no further place for me in these regions, I desire, as I have for many years, to come to you when I go to Spain. For I do hope to see you on my journey and to be sent on by you, once I have enjoyed your company for a little while. At present, I am going to Jerusalem in a ministry to the saints, for Macedonia and Achaia have been pleased to share their resources with the poor among the saints at Jerusalem. They were pleased to do this, and indeed they owe it to them. For if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought also to be of service to them in material things. So when I have completed this and have delivered to them what has been collected, I will set out by way of you to Spain. And I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, to join me in earnest prayer to God on my behalf, that I may be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea, and that my ministry to Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, so that by God's will I may come to you with joy and be refreshed in your company. The God of peace be with all of you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Andy and Lynn, for those reading. My reflection is very short and is on this passage with the sort of, a few words: planning, waiting, being patient, and prayer. And I think those themes are all part of this reading. Paul was planning, longing often to go to Rome as a place to do ministry. But at the very start, it speaks of often being hindered of doing just that, despite his desire. But it feels now it's the time for him to do so and to go. But he still have a task to first do, which is to go to Jerusalem and deliver quite a significant amount of money, which will help that church who was going through a very difficult time, a famine. And so Paul had traveled through new churches that were mainly Gentiles or non-Jewish churches, and they had very generously put together offerings to help their brothers and sisters in Jerusalem. So he was going to do that and then be on his way. But at also the heart is prayer, and he appeals to them to be praying, and he wants them to pray that for success for his trip to Jerusalem, that it will be a safe trip, and that the offering will be acceptable. And in a sense, he prays that he will be in a good place after that, so that he can travel to Rome with joy and being refreshed. And that important sometimes to pray for people to be in good place or in a better place. And also he prays to be rescued from the unbelievers in Judea. So it's not wrong to plan, it's not unspiritual to plan, but it's planned with the attitude of openness. And at times things seems not to happen and we have to be patient. Things sometimes, we often speak about doors that are closing. Here it speaks about being hindered. But if there is a desire, or it might be, we need to persevere in faith and prayer until those times come to fruition, and it's then the right time to. And I was thinking about our ministry among children, and we knew that to help that ministry grow and flourish, to employ someone was important. And St. James, we thought of employing someone full time, and we tried to find a person, and we weren't successful the first time, and then we tried again another time, and again successful, and quite a bit discouraged. But maybe I should have read this passage before, and says, well, I've often hoped for a full-time person to help, but we've been hindered in some ways. But we did pray. And as we pray, we change our way of approaching the things, and we divide it instead of a full time, a part time, and with a place to concentrate with our ministry among children in the church first on a Sunday. And because it was a much a reduced number of hours and a more specific, someone in our church thought, well, that I could do. I couldn't do a full time, 30 hours a week, but 10 hours a week, I can do that. And it's been a great joy to have a member of our church now overseeing the children's church. And we also now are possibly going to have an intern who then would take part of that other bits of the work among children, which is more the young people, the 11 to 15. So God is good, but sometimes, well, often we need to be patient, wait and trust and pray. So it's encouraged me to continue to pray. It's good to pray, to be rescued at times from difficulties. And it's also good to pray to have success in certain areas so that we can be in a place of being refreshed and a place of joy. Something else for you that
sorry, Lynn, go on. Yeah.
Well, it's only just to say that it's very similar with Felicity and myself, and seeking the Lord's way for simply pray, our contemplative outreach. So having had a really lovely Lent, a very meaningful time of contemplative prayer during Lent, then we're going to Wells on Friday, the pair of us, to pray for what the Lord wants us to do next. So we go with open minds and open hands, and we will pray, and we will listen, we will be quiet, and we will listen. And I think that's the thing. It's sometimes you've just got to stop being busy to be able to hear what he wants you, us to do. So, yes, trust in the Lord always. Lean not on your own understanding. Seek him in all you do, and he will show you the way. And it might not be our way. It's trust in the Lord for me, especially in the tough times.
A couple of things I came up for me. It was where Paul talks about join me in earnest prayer for that I may be rescued from the unbelievers. And that word earnest, it means don't be half-hearted about it. And I think maybe there's a lesson for us all, really, in the church, that we really do need to be, commit to prayer in a way maybe we haven't done before. And the other point, I think, is when he talks about material resources, if the Gentiles have come to share in their spiritual blessings, they ought to be of service to them in material things. So, I and in relation to the new, hopefully new youth worker, if that's the right description, Fabian, maybe we should also pray for funding for that post too. Certainty of funding, and ask earnestly that the Lord would provide.
Thank you. Well, let's move to our time of prayer intercession, being earnest before God, coming in trust and faith that he can move the mountains. We can come with God-sized prayers. Heavenly Father, you are teaching us to trust and believe. At times our earnest prayers are perseverant prayer until a breakthrough is experienced. At times our earnest prayers is just being honest with you, with our frustrations or with our weariness or with our worries and anxieties, and to pour our hearts before you until we receive and experience a renewed hope, a place of being strengthened, refreshed, ready to walk the day in faith and trust. And we pray with earnest for those situations that are known to us, that are much bigger than we can, where we feel our help is so small. But Lord, you can. You've delivered people who had no hope in this world, people so bounded by forces from another world that only you could free them. And Lord, we know people who struggles and do experience forces that are way above what they can sustain. Lord, free them, come to those situations with your light. Use our prayers and our testimonies to bring life and hope.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.